Peter Bell played Premiership football with North Melbourne. He joins us in the studio.
Hey, Gary, bit of a surprise.
Bit of a surprise, but is this, are they doing the right thing? I would have thought if you're going to a final series, they're eighth, they'll finish eighth. They're going to be playing finals. You sort of know when that last opportunity for the fans and the players will come, won't you, during the final season. Why now?
Look, I think it gives them a chance, as Brad has said. As tough as it is and as ruthless as it is, it does give the players the chance to organise for their last game, whenever that might be. They've got a game this week, and at the form, you wouldn't think, if you're looking at it clearly, you wouldn't think they'd be playing any more than one final. Where's that final going to be played? You know, there's a few different factors to take into account. It's just amazing how quickly things move in football. Now, I don't know what has been said behind closed doors between managers and coaches and players, but Nick Del Santo was quoted in the paper today saying, "Oh, look, I don't know what my future is. I'd like to find out because
we did.
Yeah, he did very, very quickly.
Is that what prompted it? Do you think?
No,
maybe?
Look, I don't know. I don't know how big. I don't know the context of that interview, so I'm not going to guess on it. It is surprising, but it is almost an admission that the group has taken North Melbourne so far. They've come up short. They recruited Jared Waite as well. They've got a number of other older players still running around, including Daniel Wells springs to mind. And his form's been very good. The interesting part for me will be, and we should applaud them on great careers, all of these players. If I'm looking at that four, I'm thinking maybe Nick Del Santo has something to offer somewhere else. He's had a reasonable run with injuries. I think Petrie, Ferito, Harvey can all retire as one club players. I think that would mean something to them. Del Santo's already moved from St Kilda. He is an elite ball user who hasn't had too many injury concerns, serious injuries, and I think someone who is threatening at the top might be interested in Nick Del Santo.
All right, can I ask you, was there talk of Boomer Harvey finishing, that he was going to make his own decision? I mean, see, I have a bit of a romantic view that someone like him, 430 games and with all the sense of history around that club that he's had, that he kind of should be allowed to make that decision himself. I know
you accommodate your champions as best you can, but it is an illustration of the ruthlessness of the game. This is the all-time games record holder. And Brad has just said, well, clearly if he played next year, he would have a serious impact. He'd be amongst our better players.
But go figure it. I don't get it.
They're looking not just for next year. They're looking for, okay, who is going to be part of our next premiership team 5 years after that? It's not going to be Brent Harvey, Drew Petrie, Nick Del Santo and Michael Ferito. So we need to go back to the draft or trade or whatever it might be, free agency, and work out who's going to be playing for a Kangaroos premiership in 5 years' time.
All right, but you see often players will call a press conference. It might have been today. It might have been, you know, next week, whatever the case might be for Boomer Harvey. And he says, I've come to a decision, you know, that's it. I've done what I can for this club. I've given my life and soul to the club. That's it for me. But he hasn't been afforded that. He's now, you know, news is out that he's been told, you're not going to be wanted, mate, going forward. Sorry about that.
That is an interesting aspect. And only internally they'll know why they've gone about it this way.
Well, they must have had conversations, and he said, look, I'm not ready.
Yeah.
I'm not ready. Well, possibly.
Big guess.
Forced his hand.
That would have been, he will have every opportunity from here. But you're right. It might have been nice for those guys to be able to deliver the news themselves. Well, you don't know how long this is. Look, given what Nick Del Santo says, you take that at face value, but you don't know how long or what the discourse has been between club and player. This could have been something they've contemplated for a couple of months without actually nailing it down. It was just today that they've announced it.
Does it make them go out and play better now?
Don't know. That's psychology, isn't it?
I've got a point to prove, or if I'm going, I'm going out with a bang, whatever it is.
Possibly. I'm not a psychology expert. It could work the other way. It could be a little bit deflating, flattening for the group.
Could
be a bit distracting. Well, that's a positive. They'll get a big turnout because the North Melbourne people will get behind those players. Like I said, three of them have been around there for good enough. What is it? 1,337 games of AFL football out the door. Mm. The other question that you have to ask when you're talking about ruthlessness is that desirable to have that amount of football leave instantaneously or should they have been phased out perhaps?
Because you do need experience. I mean, look at Pavlic this season. I mean, he fared fairly well in a pretty awful season. But you do need those leaders.
They are one of the oldest clubs in the AFL, North Melbourne, and I think they threw everything into this year. And at round nine, it was looking pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Nine and zip. Let's not forget they were injuries raised their head. And to me, it looks like, okay, this group, as I said before, this group has taken us as far as we can go. it's time to go back to the draft and try and identify our next A-grade talent.
Last question. Where do you rank? Let's just pick on Boomer Harvey. Where do you rank him in AFL history? Where do you put him?
I rank him number one for games played.
Yeah, done. Tick.
Extraordinary player. Yep, I think smaller guys always have to endure a bias. They do, because and there's more of them. But he's remarkable. When you look at North Melbourne now, this week, the opposition coach will be saying, all right, if we're looking at midfielders, Brent Harvey we've got to worry about, Daniel Wells we've got to worry about, maybe Jack Zeeble. There are three priorities, Brent. And at the age of 38 or whatever he is after 430 games, that is remarkable.
Freakish.
That is remarkable.
Freakish in that sport.
All of those guys would be bitterly disappointed, but I'm guessing that maybe Brent Harvey would be a bit surprised as well that he hasn't had the opportunity to go on, but that's a guess.